The Gemara of Avraham Aleph is trying to bring a raya that in Haseh is Deicha Lesus Yeshu Bakaris. And Gemara brings down a brisa, it says there's a raya from Kibbutz Avraham. The brisa begins on Hamid Beis and goes on to Avraham Aleph. The brisa says that Yochel, if his father told him, Yochel, I would think the Kibbutz Avraham is Deicha Shabbos. If your father told you to Mimchal Shabbos, then the Kibbutz Avraham is Deicha Shabbos. Tomalem Yishim Levav Tirosh, Absesu Tishmo, Kulchem Chal Mechvedi, Kibbutz Avraham is not Deicha Shabbos. And there seems to be a Havamina without the Pasuk, the Kibbutz Avraham would have been Deicha Shabbos. So what are we talking about? So the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about where the father told him, Shchaitli, Bashali, do a real malach on Shabbos, and still we need a pasuk to tell me that you should not listen to him, which sounds like without the pasuk, I would think that Asev Kibbutz Avraham is Deicha Shabbos, even though it is a karis. And the Gemara says, no, Lav de Mechamer, we're talking about Lav of Mechamer, not talking about where the father told you to do a Chil Shabbos as Misa, but the Chil Shabbos, which is also just a Lav Ba'amah, like Mechamer, Acher, Behema, which is only a Lav, and that's why there would be a Havamina that I say is Deicha Lois, but there's no Raya from here that I say would have been Deicha Lois, say Shesh Bakaris. Then the Gemara asks, but if you're talking about Lav de Mechamer, Lafilo Achil Odachi, and yet the Torah says it's not Deicha, so then Ela de Kamlan, Dase, say Bedachi Lois, say Ligmar Machi de Lodchi. If you're going to tell me you're talking about lav de mechamer, which is a regular lav, and yet the Torah says it's not deicha, so let's learn out from here that all over ain asay deicha losasay. This is a regular asay and a losasay, lav de mechamer, and asay of kibud, yet it's not deicha. L'chay have arrived from here that ain asay deicha losasay. And the Gemara, a couple lines later, says it answers this kasha, and the Gemara says, no, la'ilam, we're talking about lav de mechamer, you are talking about lav de mechamer, and still you can't learn from here that ain't I say deicha lois to say all over mishum dik lemivach malahanach shekin hechsher mitzvah, because you could say that over here it's different because it's a hechsher mitzvah, and because it's hechsher mitzvah, that's why that say is not deicha the lav of mechamer, but ba'alma would be deicha. So what is the pshanin that the mechamer is hechsher mitzvah? So I'm being mazal gemara according to the Rashba and many Rishonim over here. This is not like Rashi. The Rishonim have a lot of difficulties with Rashi's pshanin. Many Rishonim learn a different pshanin than Gemara. The Gemara over here is going on Lav de Mechamer, and it's saying you can't learn from here that I say is not Deicha. Let's say, because over here it's definitely Shekhan Hechsher Mitzvah. What does it mean? It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. So they explained that over here, when you're being Mechamer, Achad the Behema, you're telling the Behema to move on Shabbos, you're not doing the Asay of Kibbutz at that point. Because the Asay of Kibbutz, let's say you're going to bring the donkey, I'm sorry, to bring the donkey to bring Paris to your father, he wants food. When you bring your father the food, that is the Kiyam HaMitzvah. When you're being Mechamer on the way, you're going on the way, that is not yet the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah of Kibbutz is only when you're actually being mahanim with food, when you're giving him the food. The lashon of the Rashba is that the fisha'ein ikar kibud el bashiyesh l'bahana. The ikar kibud is only when you're being mahanim, like it says in kiddushin, ezu kibud machelu mashkeu mabishu manilu. When you're actually giving him the food, that's kibud aveim. Avo amilo lasus davar shein l'bahana shol klum. But if your father told you to do something which he's not getting hanaf from, he just said, go do this, go be mechamer, go do this, go do that. Ein zekavish nitzav alav. That is not the covet there, and it's tavanet, but covet kaza aimed by asay shal tarish yidcha afil lav greater. That covet is not a mitzvah, and therefore it's not deicha the lav. So in other words, the Rashba is saying the gvaldik chiddush over here, and this is what many Rishonim say, that the mitzvah of kibbutz is only when you're actually giving the food to your father. You're being mahanim, you're being machilo, you're being mashkehu. But if your father just says, do something for me, and you don't listen to him, that's not kibbutz. Or you do listen to him, that's not kibbutz. Listening to the tzivu of your father is not kibbutz. Kibbutz is when you're actually being mahanim. So when you're being mechamer, achid achamor, you're not yet being mehanim. That doesn't happen until later. And even though your father might have said, go be mechamer, and you're listening to him, but that's not covered. Kibbutz aveim is when you're actually giving him food, giving him something that's being mehanim, that is the kibbutz. But just listening to his tzivui, or not listening to his tzivui, is not kibbutz aveim, and that's why it's not the ikar lav, and that's what the Gemara means. You can't hechsher mitzvah, the mechamer is only hechsher mitzvah, it's not the ikar kibbutz aveim, and therefore it is not deicha the lav. So it comes out of the Chiddush in this Gemara, Lefi the Rashba and other Rishonim, that the mitzvah aseh kibbutz aveim is only when you're actually being mahana your father, you're giving him food or begadim or anything like that. But if your father says do this and you don't listen to him, that is not a problem kibbutz aveim. Or if he says to do something and you listen to him, that is not a kiyum of a mitzvah because you're not being mahana him or not being mahana him. And this is really the basis for the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea. In Simon Reish Mem, the very, very last halacha in Hechutz Kibbutz Aveim, the Ramah says, he's going on the Mechaber, says a similar thing, but the Ramah says, V'chein im ha'av meicha b'ben, lisa ezo isha shi'achbetz b'ha'ben, ein tzarech l'shma l'av. The father is telling you, the son wants to get married, he wants to marry a certain woman. The father says, I don't want you to marry her, I want you to marry someone else. The son is not mechuyev to listen to his father. No, why not? The father is giving him a straight sivui, saying, I don't want you to marry her, and he said he is marrying her. Why is that not a problem with kibbutz aveim? So it says, this is based on the Rishonim and our sugya over here, that kibbutz aveim is only when you're being mehana your father, when you're giving him something. He says, give me food, you give him food, that's kibbutz aveim. But the father just gives a random sivui, do this, don't do this, that is not kibbutz aveim, because you're not being mehana him at all. That is the makar for the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the the guy over there. Be'agra Taka brings the smashma and brings the Rishonim and our sugya as the makir for this psak. But then the guy says a big chiddush, and he says, if you read the Rashba carefully, there really is not a raya from this Rashba to the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. You don't see from the Rashba that there's no mitzvah of listening to your father when you're not being mahanim. If anything, you really see fakert. Because if you're medayek in the lashon of the Rashba, when the Rashba says that the mitzvah of kibud is only when you're being mahanim, the Rashba says like this, Aval amr loy lasas davar shein lo ba'ana shol klum. If your father told you to do something which is not being mahanim, ein ze kavod shenitztav alav, this is not the kavod you're nitztav on it, v'kavod kazeh, ein ba'aseh shol tayr sheyidcha filu lav greda. This type of kavod does not have an aseh shol tayr that can be daicha a lav. So zok de gra, it's masha from the Rashba that he's not saying that there's no mitzvah at all when there's no handoff for the father. There is a mitzvah, it's just not enough of a mitzvah to be daicha a lav. So it sounds like Zok de Gra, the Drash Bolz, really there is a mitzvah to listen to your father, even if you're not being mahanahim. It's just a special halacha in Hilchas Dechiyah. Say, Daichalos to say, that's not enough of a mitzvah to be Daichalaf. But Kishalatzma, about it is a mitzvah, and you would be mechuyev to listen to your father. And all the Gemara means that this is a Hechsha mitzvah, Legabe said, Daichalos to say, and therefore won't be Daichalaf. But Kishalatzma, about it is a mitzvah, and there's a chiyev to listen to your father, even if he's not getting any hanad. But the question is, what does the Rashba mean if the Diyuk of the Gra is correct? What's the pshat in this? Manavshach, if it's a mitzvah, it should be daichel lav. If it's not a mitzvah, that if it's not daichel lav, it shouldn't be a mitzvah at all. What does it mean that it is a mitzvah, but it's not enough of a mitzvah to be daichel lav? What is the getter hadvarim over here in the Rashba lefi the Bir HaGra? So Rabbi Chaim in the Berachas Shmuel over here, Simon Gimel in Ice Beis, he's Masber the Gra like this. He says that it's mavur from the Rashba lefi the Gra. There's really two different dinim in the mitzvah of kibud avim. There's one din that when you're mehana your father, you have a mitzvah kibud avim, and that mitzvah is a mitzvah say gemura like any other mitzvah. That if you are mevatel, you're mevatel mitzvah, just like if you don't wear tefillin, you're mevatel mitzvah say of tefillin. If your father says go bring me food and you don't bring him the food, you're not mehana him. That is a bittel gomer of a mitzvah say. It's a chiyuv to do, and if you don't do it, you're being mevatel. But he says then there's another din in kibud avim. If the father doesn't tell you to be mehana him, but he just says do this or don't do this, he just gives a tzivui. So at that point to listen to him is not a chiv. It's not a chiv that if you don't listen to me being mevatel mitzvah, but if you do listen to him, it's a kiyam ha-mitzvah. So it's a kiyam ha-mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to listen to him, and if you listen to him, you are being mekayim ha-mitzvah, but if you don't listen to him, there's no bittel mitzvah. It's sort of ke'ene mitzvah kiyumis. If there's a mitzvah to listen to him, you get a mitzvah if you do it, but if you don't do it, you're not considered to be mevatel mitzvah. And Zakhtar Baruch Be'er, that's the pshat in the Rashba, that to be daicha alav, you need to have a mitzvah chiyuvis. You need to have a mitzvah that your mamash mechuyiv on. A mitzvah kiyumis is not enough to be daicha elos asay. So if your father says to do something, and you're not being mahanim, that's not enough of a mitzvah to be daicha alav, because there's no chiyuv to do it. It's a kiyumis. You get a mitzvah if you do it, but there's no chiyuv mamash to do it, and therefore it won't be daicha alav. But kishal atzmai, about it is a mitzvah, and there would be anin to do it. And therefore, lefi that havana in the Rashba, based on the Gra, the way Baruch Meir is being mazbit, if your father gives you a tzivui to do something, even though you're not being mahanim, there would be a mitzvah to listen to him. But lefi the pashtus in the Rashba and the pashtus in Rishonim, b'chi hagavna, there would not be any mitzvah at all.